In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The first sermon of Jesus consisted of the words, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Repentance is feeling a deep sorrow for wrongdoing and making a U-turn in the opposite direction. There are many references in the New Testament of those who repented and changed their lives forever. St. Paul, for example, made a U-turn on the road to Damascus. He changed the direction of his life completely. He made a complete about-face. He turned from being the greatest enemy of Christ to become his greatest apostle and ambassador. St. Peter had cursed and denied his master not once, but three times. He swore that he did not know him. Yet during the trial, when Jesus turned and looked at him, Peter was touched and he came to himself. He made a U-turn, a complete about face. He went out into the night and wept bitterly, and his tears of repentance cleansed his soul and brought him back to Christ. Zacchaeus, the dishonest tax collector, made a U-turn when he met Christ. The direction of his life was completely reversed. He turned from being an extortioner and a cheat to become a great philanthropist. "Behold, Lord," he said to Jesus, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I restore it fourfold." Even the thief who hung next to Jesus on the cross made a U-turn. While his companion mocked and cursed Jesus, the thief repented of his sins and asked Jesus to forgive him. Immediately, the direction of his life changed from hell to heaven, as Jesus told him, "Today you will be with me in paradise." When a new year begins, many people evaluate their lives. I know I sure do. And they feel that change is necessary. Because of this reason, the gospel lesson today, with its message of repentance, is designed by the church to be read close to the beginning of the new year to show us that God gives us a chance to also make a U-turn if necessary in our lives. By making that change, we can find peace and harmony with God and with ourself. For if repentance is anything, it is a complete reversal of the direction of our life, an about-face to God, who forgives the past and gives us the power to live a new life, as he did to St. Peter, to St. Paul, Zacchaeus, the dying thief, and so many others. Repentance, someone said once, is like the statue of an eagle with two heads, one facing the past with repentance, the other facing the future with sincere hope. Repentance is more than just feeling sorry for what we have done. For example, if I have been going south instead of north, it isn't enough to say, "I am deeply sorry, for I have been driving in the wrong direction." There's only one way to correct the situation, to make a U-turn, a complete right about face to God, and begin traveling back to God in the correct direction. When the prodigal son repented, he didn't just sit there and feel sorry for all of his sins. He didn't rather stay where he was among the swine. He got up and left. He changed the direction of his life. He said, I will arise and go to my father. And he did promptly. This life has been given to you for repentance, said Isaac the Syrian. Do not waste it on other things. St. John the Latter wrote the following on the subject. We shall not be condemned at the end of our lives because we did not perform miracles, nor because we failed to theologize, or because we have failed to achieve the divine vision, but because of one reason only, that we did not repent continuously. Turn back from self to God, from hatred to love, from hell to heaven, from death to life. Turn to the grace and the power of God. We really need God now. We really need to do the very best that we can to recognize our failings and to make that change. Turn back to God and know that the Father's welcome awaits you. The same welcome that awaited the prodigal son when he said, I have sinned. I will arise and go to my father. He got up and he put repentance in action. And he received the same embrace and the same kiss that we can. The same best robe is for us too. The same reconciliation, the same joy. These were the last words in the gospel reading today, and they were Christ beginning his ministry. So listen to them one last time. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Amen.